Okay, good morning. We are Masechet Shvuot, Daf Vav, on Daf 6. Let's quickly go over quickly the last few points here on Daf Hamud Bet. So basically, we had Rabbi Akiva's Shita, where we learned with explanation of Rashi that Rabbi Akiva says as follows the following rules, that you've got the two Avot, Shkoach. Wow, we got internet back. Amazing.
Yep.
We got two Avot and two Toladot. And the Akiva says the Klalim, right? That there's the order. They go from lighter to darker. Mm-hmm. And in order to get to the gris, the measure of this bean, how much was it, Michael? About 5 millimeters, I think. I remember something like that.
5 centimeters.
No, I can't 5 centimeters. 5 millimeters. The gris.
No,
it's 5 millimeters. That's what causes the tzara'at. And you see here the hierarchy, so you had light, slightly less light, and less light, which we would call darker, right?
Down.
Right. And you have the order would be that. Now we know also that the order is Baheret, Sa'et, Sid, and Krum. So it's two Avot and two Toladot. And you've got another cloud, and as you can't, so you can only join the two together to form a gris, but it also can't be, you can't skip a generation, right, in terms of those generations. So we've got a problem we had with Sid, where we said Sid is now detached from its Av, which is Sa'et at the very, Baheret at the very beginning. It's got Sa'et in the middle. It can't join with Sa'et, it can't join with Krum. That's basically where we got up to. So we said, let's try and join them all together. We had problem, the Gemara said, why are you only asking on Sid? The problem is also on Baheret, on Krum, because you can't join Krum. Okay, that's ready. We'll get up to this. We said, Nani Bahari Man, literally Bahari State. Ika Sid, we said, Arif Binay, literally Bahari Sid. Said, Lav Bahari Minay, it was not from the same min. And therefore, we can't join it. So now the Gemara says like this. Hi, my. Now, we've seen this question before, right? It's not the first time we've seen this last year of the Gemara. The Gemara says, hi, my. Right? In other words, the Gemara says, really, what's going on? What are we carrying on about? Right? What's all these questions here? Bishlam Belosid, Hecha Krum Beitze Lo Kashia. Look at Rashi here. It says like this. Hi, my. Well, what are all these questions here? Join that. Didn't you find it, Michael?
Yeah.
And how big is it?
Well, each one of these is 5 millimeters. That's 1 centimeter. It's about 2 centimeters wide.
About two centimeters of gris?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No chance. No. Gris is about half a centimeter, maybe a centimeter.
Well, that's a gizem.
Okay, look what the actual measure is. Did they give you there the measure? Sorry. Pass your mark. Can I read it?
Between a circle between 19 and 21 millimeter in diameter.
What? Circle. In diameter, okay.
In diameter,
broad bean on a grid of 5 millimeter squares. I think that's 1 millimeter, 2 millimeter, 3 millimeter. I think that's 5 millimeters, Michael.
Well, that'd be tiny.
Yeah, it is. It's a gris. You need a small dot. That's what makes you tamei. A woman who's a nida sees a gris.
Contemporary halakhic authorities, the area of a broad bean is held to be equal to that of a circle between 19 and 21 millimeters in diameter. It's about that much.
19 and 22 centimeters.
That's not a millimeter.
Kind of
bean, isn't it?
That's 19 millimeters is under 2 centimeters. 2 centimeters is about that much, Michael. That's an inch.
That's a centimeter.
No.
That's
okay, let's go.
Why
do you come in car park? Okay. No. Okay. So it works like this. But I say, but it's a pachet ketiv. Right, so Rashi said like this. Hi, Mai. What are you talking about? Bishlam and Belosid. We understand the kashi, the krum beitz lo kashi. But la seit vile sapachat ketiv, right? We've got seit vile sapachat. So what does it mean, seit vile sapachat? We've got the sapachat, this additional thing added to the seit. Mashmu la seit vile sapachat to the seit and v'nit pal ima. Shma mina, so the Rashi says, darbe la rachmana tfeila u tfeila koshu b'mashma. Those that are less than them. But so long as they still look like Nagaim. So we're basically Rashi telling us over here, this question, Bishlomo Belo Sid, when we said that, what we're saying is, as long as you've got some sort of joining, the Af and why, the Af Agav, the Krum Beitza Mitate the Seit, even though Krum comes under Seit, right? Rachmana Amma, the Torah still said, Vela Seit, Vela Sapachat. The Seit, which is the Av, and it's Tolada. Sapachat v'lesait, afagav de minchat minay tuva, even though it's far beneath it, because yeah, you've got the sapachat of sa'it is beneath the sid, so therefore it doesn't make a difference. Why do we need to have the question here, even if it's got more than one between it, and not like Rabbi Akiva said, and there's on the hierarchy, there's more than one generation between it, as long as it's all part of Sapachat, it should still be able to be joined. So Gemara, so that is with regards to Krum. Right? Avagav demichal minahu. And a seed, heichal kashia. So Gemara says, remember, we had two questions yesterday. The first question was on seed. That seed is a problem because it's far from its baheret, because it's been lisait. We said it's asked also on Krum. Now, Krum's not a question because Krum is related to Sa'it. The Pasuk in the, with regarding Sa'it says Sapachat. So when the Pasuk says Sa'it and Sapachat, it's telling us with regard to Sa'it, it's Sapachat can be anywhere as long as it's still at Sapachat. With Seed, the question still remains because Seed hasn't got Sapachat. Baheret hasn't got Sapachat. So Baheret, we've got that problem where it has to be close to each other. So only the question is with Baheret. In other words, this is something quickly yesterday's point over here. When we said that we've got Baheret and then Sid and then Sait and then Krum, we asked the question, right, those are the Tolada and the Av together. But the order that we had in the country of Akiva was Baheret, Sait, Sid and Krum. So Sid is far from Baheret. It's got Sait in the middle. And that was a proper kasha, because according to Rabbi Akiva, only seed could go with Baheret, and couldn't go with Sait. So we said, according to that, Aloha can't work with Rabbi Akiva, this is a big kasha. So we said, why are you only asking on seed? Ask also on Krum. Then was just proved to us now that Krum isn't a problem. Why? Because Krum is the Sapachat of Sait. And the fact that the Torah said Sapachat by Sait means that it's Sapachat, even where, no matter where it is in the hierarchy. So even though Krum is far from Sait, because it's got seed in between, it can still join with Sait, but the kasha remains with Sid, because Sid isn't called the Sapachat. Okay? Is that a Sapachat? Is that all clear? Okay. So therefore, the Gemara still got a kasha here. So look at Rashi there. Let's keep at a Sid Haichal, ki mifleget lo'u, betarte mina, it's missing two away, right? In other words, it's got Baheret, and then Sait, and then Sid, so it's like the third one, so to speak, not directly underneath it. Zu tolada lezo, vezo tolada zo kashia. There it's kashia on Rabbi Akiva. Hayach yitzdareich baheret lesid. How baheret joins sid? Vetolada tol Rabbi Akiva teit lezo lemalem izu. Because Rabbi Akiva needs this tolada, and it has to be one above the other. The halakha lemaimon Rabbi Akiva dechi hechi deitrabei tefeila lasait mashmut itrabei tefeila nami lebeit bidarsha. We can't say that this drasha which we just gave now, which the Sapachat is the Sapachat of Sa'it, can also be applied to the Sapachat, to the Tolada of Baheret. It can't work. Because it only applies to Sa'it. Rabbi Akiva, how are you ever going to find a case you've got the one above the other contra Rabbi Akiva, and it's also a Tolada that you can learn it from? Right? Why? Because we avot for Tolada too, Deki. He needs the avot and the Tolada. And it's two above. You've got the Sid and you've got the Baheret with Sait in the middle. So the Kashia remains as far as Rabbi Akiva is concerned. The Gemara says, you know what? And the Mechuvarta, therefore, the Matnitin Lok Rabbi Akiva. So Amishta can't be like Rabbi Akiva. Not because of the question of Krum, because of the question on Baheret and Sid. Okay, if what I said at the beginning isn't clear, this should be clear now, right? Remember, can't be Rabbi Akiva. So we asked the question yesterday. We said Matnitin. Right, Amar Chanina, man Tana Marot Negaim Lok Rabbi Akiva. Who is the Tana who learnt the sugya not like Rabbi Akiva? And we just proved now why can't it be Rabbi Akiva? Because Rabbi Akiva has to have at least with Baheret and Sid that they're next to each other. And according to what we learnt the Mishnah, the order goes Baheret, Sa'et, Sa'id, and Krum. Therefore, this Mishnah can't be Rabbi Akiva. Okay. So the Gemara says, well, where do you actually need that? With this whole machlok, it has been based on a premise that Rabbi Akiva needs the one above the other. Mm-hmm. And it has to be an Avinu Tolada, which meant that Sa'it and, that Baheret and Sid couldn't go together. Where do we know that from? Ilami Haida Tanya, maybe you want to tell me it's from this place we learned in the Brighter. I'm Rabbi Yossi Sha'al Yeshua Ben Osho Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua. Just enter, if you could Rashi there, Rashi says, who's Rabbi Yeshua? He says, Yoshua ben Nosh Rabbi Akiva. Look at Rashi there. Very important this. Who? Yoshua ben Karcha. You all heard Yoshua ben Karcha, right? Mm-hmm. So Rashi tells us, Yoshua ben Karcha, he is Yoshua ben Rabbi Akiva. Why? Rabbi Akiva kireach haya. Rabbi Akiva was bald. And therefore his son was called Rabbi Yeshua, the son of the bald one.
No.
Yes, that's Rashi, not me. Chutz min hakireach hazeh. Huh? Tosfos doesn't agree, that's fine. Tosfos doesn't have to agree, but Rashi agrees. Right? Where do you see that Tosfos doesn't agree, by the way? Maybe there in Bechorot. I didn't see any Tosfos in our daf where Tosfos doesn't agree.
It's humiliating.
Is that Tosfos? Why is that humiliating? It's obviously a term of endearment.
What
does Steinsaltz bring? Read it to me, please. Or read it to all of us.
It says, Tosfot in several places reject this theory. First, they claim it is not correct to identify Rabbi Akiva's son with Rabbi Yeshua ben Kocha, because it would appear from the people with whom Rabbi Yeshua ben Kocha engaged in discussion that he lived in a different generation. And that's Rabbi Akiva's son.
That's a better answer than worrying about that.
Furthermore, Tosfot
That's a good answer, yeah.
Unseemly to refer to Rabbi Akiva by the fact that he was bald. They suggest the reason that Yeshua, son of Rabbi Akiva, is not mentioned elsewhere is because he died young. The theory is supported by the fact that the Gemara elsewhere states that several of Rabbi Akiva's sons died during his lifetime.
Okay, Machlok and Rashi Tosfot, but you can't. Rashi still says it. Yeah. Rashi says it. He didn't say it. Stam. The Tosfot argues with him. He's also okay, but Rashi doesn't say things. Stam.
And he can't explain why you insult Rabbi Akiva either.
But why is it an insult? The bald man. There's a chocolate business that makes millions called the Bald Man. What's his name?
Max Brenner.
Calls himself the Bald Man. He patented that term. It's a marketing term, the Bald Man. Not an insult.
You bring a riot from Max Brenner now.
But I'm just... Fei Lema, right? Ela Mechuba. And the Chuvat Tamed didn't look at Rabbi Akiva. The Heichish Min Rabbi Akiva Zulu Malam. So how do we know? Was it Ilem? Maybe from this part. I'm Rabbi Yossi Shaul Yeshua Ben Osh Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva. Mipnei Ma Amru Marot Negaim Shnayim Shein Arba. Where Mipnei Ma? What's the reason that we're saying that with the Marot Negaim is Tzaraat 2 is 4? So Amar Lo. So Rabbi Akiva says to his son, Ve'im Lav Ma Yomru. And if you so, what should they say? Well, what do you mean, why do they say? Well, what should they say? Look at Rashi, the Imlav Ma'yomru. There's going to be like a bit of a dialogue here between Rabbi Akiva and his son up and down. But Rashi seems to explain that Im Lo Ma'yomru, that he's actually like sort of paraphrasing his question. But look at the question of here, Mipnei Ma'ak, and Mephash Ba'yivazi Yomru Mikro. Imlav Ma'yomru, Mechazer Haya. See, Rashi says he's repeating the question, and that not She Mefaresh, but She Yifaresh. You see, the Bach. Changes that to Sheyefaresh Mahu Shoel. He's saying to him, please explain yourself. Okay? Not She Mefaresh, because Mefaresh would mean that Rabbi Akiva himself was doing the interpreting. But he had Sheyefaresh. He's asking his son to explain the question. I'll be more specific. So Amru. So he says, Mikrom Beitza. Just say like this, don't get all carried away there, all the different levels. Just say from Krom Beitza and above. In other words, the brighter you get, even there's Tameh. And whatever's not in that spectrum isn't Tameh. Right? Because look what Rashi says here. He says, Amru lo, Yomar Mikrom Beitza Lamala Tameh. Achar She'en Lanu Chiluk B'marot Loven Lamala Mikrom Beitza. There's nothing whiter anymore. Once you start going out of the spectrum, you start getting into the darkers, then Krom Beitza, then the Emerim and the Egg, it's no longer white. So the only El Marot HaLal, the only these four colors we're speaking about, Yomru, just say, Ko Mare Lovan, Shu Mikrom Ulamare, anything that's not water, that's whiter than this, is Tameh. Why? The Kaimelan Gurim Sachim, he says, Lo Olam Yeshane Adam Le Talmido Derech Tzara. A person who teaches Talmud the shortest way. Right? Velamis Kiru Shabotan. Will you tell me Baheret, Sa'id, Seed, Krom, God. Say that there are these four colours, from this colour above, Krom Beitza, everyone knows what Krom Beitza is. Choose one. Say from Krom Beitza, anything that's not lighter than Krom Beitza is Tahor. Everything lighter is Tameh, anything darker is Tahor. We only have to know one, we have to remember all four names. Pashut, Shalom Adisha. What is them 2, 4, story 4? Rats Amar Lo, so he says, Rabbi Akiva says to him. Right, his son, asking his father. Yeah. Right, so he says to him, Amar Lo, Rabbi Akiva says to him, Lomar Shemitztarfim Zeim Zeh. Why do we need to know the names? We need to know the names and the order. Look at Rashi. Lechach Shnaum V'Sidrum. We named them, right, and we called them and we ordered them. Lomar Lecha Shekaseder Azeh Mishnatan V'Chach Derech Tzirufam. This is the order and this is how they join. Rabbi Akiva needs us to know that they join only to get this gris, however big the gris is, right? That you have to, you can take two out of the four, and you have to know which they are. V'adayin, look at Rashi there, ein anu yodin ve'eze seder hu shone otan. Rabbi Akiva still hasn't answered yet, right? Which order is it go by Heret? Sid Seet Krom or by Heret Seet Sid Krom, right? Hushneotan or Mitchuvot Beno Anu Bainu. From his son's answers, he says we're gonna learn it. It'll come out of the discussion now. So look at this. So the Mustafin Zib Amalo Amru Mikrom Batsulamash Mr. Amar, say his son now says to him, Amalo. The Yomru Mikrom Batsulamala Tameu Mitzafim Zemzi. So your problem is they're gonna join, say simple. From Krom above, they join together. So Amar Akiva says, no. Lomar lecha, why we have to tell you the details? Kol kohen she'eno baki bahen u'beshemotehen einu ro'eh tanagai. That's why we have to know. It's not so pashut. Because we're not just teaching it for the amcha. We're teaching it for the kohen who's going to come and make that decision. And if the kohen isn't able to discern the differences and know what they're called, then I say, oh, he's got a kohen that we want doing this avodah of nagai. Right, so the question maybe from that, Tanya, is this where Rabbi Akiva learns it? That's a good question. So the question is, one second. The Gemara now comes into the picture and says, but Rabbi Akiva never said, or his son never said, misid heichal. He said only mikrum, right? Krum. So we haven't, we're out of the audio. All we know is that krum is at the bottom. We haven't heard anything else yet about the order. Therefore, so the law amale, from the fact that he never said from Sid, in other words, he never created another bottom. Shmamina de Shmira Rabbi Akiva de Amar kulahu lebahade seit mitzafin. Here's maybe Rabbi Akiva saying no, that they can all join, because he didn't say from Sid can join with Baheret, or Sid can join with Satan Baheret. He said from Krum up. So we see that they all join. There's no distinguishing factors over here. Right. So the Gemara says doesn't like that idea. He says no, v'dil maybe se'et v'toladata b'heret v'toladata. That's what Rabbi Akiva meant when he said krum ulamala. He meant only with tolada. Right? Look at Rashi there. V'dil ma. There's a very 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 long Rashi here. Amar lo mikrum b'etz ulamala tamid safin zeim ze umitshuvato lo lemidin seder mishtat aviv. Okay, Rashi says we still haven't learned aviv. Ve'ilu misid ulamala lo ka'amalei. Now, the question is as follows. If you look at that Rashi, it's a Rashi that's about 15 or 18 lines. It's a completely non-conventional Rashi. Mm-hmm. The question is, do we learn it or do we move on? You say, Mati says move on. You know, Mark got a problem moving on. But you say move on.
No, go for it.
Go for the Rashi. Okay, Michael says go for the Rashi. Okay, let's finish my coffee then.
No problem.
Okay, it's a long Rashi. Rashi summarizes in this Rashi basically everything that we've said, jumps around a little bit, comes to a conclusion at the end. Okay, so bear with me, we'll go through it, we'll move through it. So it says now, the Gemara says, Ilu misidu lemal lo ka'amale. Yomru mikrom beitzu lemal tame. So he says, based from krom upwards is tame. Right, anything krom, when I say upwards, I mean lighter. Umitztaref, and they all join. Umisidu lemal tame. And from Sid, Ilamala Umitstaret, or Shma Minah says Rashi, Shmi Elei Minei, Kuluhu Bahadei Seit Mitstarfin. That they all join to Seit, right? Elyon Echad Deshtei Toradot. Because the fact that he says, Rashi is saying, learn from this, that there is a distinction over here. That you've got Krum upwards, and you've got Sid upwards. So why do we have Krum up and Sid up? Because we've got a situation now where, remember we learned earlier on, that we said that the Sapachat, the word sapachat, which is the addendum, was learned takan, was smichut was next to the word sait, not next to the word baheret.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we're saying here that the toladot, both of them can join to sait, but only one can join to baheret. That's the idea. Okay? This is Shma mina, Shmi elei minei, kuluhu bahade sait. See, they're all joined to sait. Elyon echad eshtei toladot. Right, Isakadatach Mishnat Aviv Kesel Mishnat Teinu. If you think that his father Rabbi Akiva's order is like our Mishnah, Tolada Lebaheret Sid, that the Tolada Baheret is Sid, and Tolada Seit is Krom. Hachi Havelamel. This is how he should have said it. Yomru Mikrom Beitza Ulemala Tamei Umitstaref Umisit ulemala tame umitzaref. We should have then separated them, because it was our mishnah where each had av in the toleda, then only each one should have joined with the above one. Umidayahavinan elyon lesid bifnei atzmo. And now that we're bringing the top one, remember, is the baheret to sid only, the elyon lekrum bifnei atzmo, and now the seit to krum on its own. Mimeleshmen umitzarefinan. They all add on. They all add up. The kamera banan kol chad le elyon shelo amrei. Each one goes with its, the elyon here, meaning the tolada, the av in the tolada. V'ham is svaraya dinan the elyon al sid sheling. And we know from svara that what is the top one above sid is baheret. Baheret is let's know. V'shel krom and the av of krom is tzemer. Tzemer is the site. Since we know that there's only these four and there's no others, and the Torah mentions only two, and the Torah itself gives Elu that the Baheret is the brighter one of the two, and the Sait is the one that comes the next one in the line, and that is Gavoh. I mean, we said in the Gemara yesterday that it seems like it's higher, and the word itself said higher, because Sait meant to lift up. Right, mimeila ki yahav tolada lezu, tolada lezu, mare hasid titain lebaheret. Once we allocate in the toladot, we know that the seed goes to baheret, umare akrob titain lesait. She'im bat titain mare seed letzemer. Because if you wanted to say, no, the sa'et goes with the seed, right? The seed, mibnei shehu karovla, in the order, lemi titain mare akrom. Who are you going to put the krom with? Because if you put the seed and the sa'et together, you got a problem, because the krom is the darkest. The Baheret is definitely the lightest. You can't put those two together. They're the opposite extremes. You have to say. This is when we go back to the discussion of Rabbi Akiva's son. He wouldn't be able to say mikrom ulamala, because krom would now be a problem, because krom would be going with Baheret. So how can we say krom all the way up? Wouldn't work. If you learn this way, lo have a sakadatach lechalek tolada lezev tolada lezev. You won't be able to allocate the toladot, because it doesn't work. You can't have the two extremes and the two in the middle. We know that they have to be together. And since he answered him like that, Shema Mina, what do we learn? Shmielai she'ein tolada lebaheret ele elyon echad deshtei toladot. Look here. She'ein tolada lebaheret ele elyon echad deshtei toladot. See what he's saying over here? He's saying something very confusing, if you ask me. So we learn from this, Rabbi Akiva is telling his son, that there's the only thing, what is the toladah baheret, right? You got the tolad, you got the elyon echad l'shtei toladot. You got one above with two toladot. And we get stuck saying all these other options. Therefore, which is the one that can be joined with more than one? Sa'it. Because the Torah itself spoke about sa'it with the sapachat. The sandwich under Kamale. Shinshaka said it's Rufin. Haki Kamale, Zula Malamizunish. So now Rebecca Kivis is as follows. Learn it like this. The one has to be in the order, one above the other. Sheleg Vahatsemer, so which is Baheret and Sid, and Sait. Vahasid Vakrum. Umitstarfim. Now the Sheleg is the highest one. Imatsemer. So that can join with the Tsemer. And the Tsemer, which is the Sait, can join with the Sid. And the krum. So now we haven't got a kasher Rabbi Akiva anymore. What was our kasher Rabbi Akiva yesterday? Our kasher Rabbi Akiva yesterday was, if you tell me that you have to have the tolada and the av, and you have to have the one above the other, and you've got baheret and then sa'it, its tolada is now sid, it's separated. It can't join with sa'it, and it can't join with tolada because it's got sa'it in the middle, and it needs to be a tolada and av no longer. We know that the sa'it can have two toladot. The Baheret can join with the Sheleg, with the Sait.
And they're next to each other.
And they're next to each other. So now we've got Baheret can join with Sait, it's beautiful. Sait can join with Krom and with Sid. So we've got a problem with Rebbe Akiva. Right? Taha leke le meima de shmir le minei shtehen toladah le shtehen. There aren't toladah, one each has their own toladah. Sait has got two toladot now. And Baheret is all on its own. And Baheret can join with the other Av, which is Sait. Okay, where can you get it from that the krum, the very bottom one, can go to the sheleg, right, which is the very top one? Lo kaseret malot, Velomina mikra, not from the order of the psukim. And a vadai bahade sa'etu de shmile minan mistavet. Therefore, that it joins with the sa'et, not with the baheret. Drachmana yavinu le tfeila le sa'et velomina baheret. The Torah said that where you got this toladot, only apply to the sa'et, not to the heaven. Lachach eshivu. And this is now the answer of Rabbi Akiva to his son. Veyomru. Right, he says to him, Yomru mikromu le male tame umitzafinan. Go from the bottom up. In other words, he wants to say, not only can it be Krom, Sid, and Sa'id can join, but they can all join even to Baheret. Right? V'akol yodin de tziruf ma'ared damin adome hu lo de kamin. They have to join to similar ones. V'chol ma'a shem yachol lehavin miseret mishnatan baskrat shem otan yamili me'alav. He would have understood his own. She'en lecha Adam. Look here, important line is. She'en lecha Adam mesadran. They would put in ela keseder shem shnuyin achshav. That's the order, and the order is fine. It goes Baheret, Sa'et, Sid, Krom. It's darkest, and Rabbi Akiva works out beautifully now because you've got the Sa'et can join with the two Toladot, and Baheret can join with the Sa'et. Beautiful. Okay. There's an advantage to doing the Rashis. Anyhow, nothing we can do about it. All right. Except we need another day. All right, so let's carry on. So now we see we still haven't yet proved anything, by the way. Right, this brighter. We try to prove this is the brighter. Rabbi Akiva said you have to have one above the other. We proved it was actually different altogether. We never had to have that. Rabbi Akiva, we now prove that you can basically have a Sa'et and two Toladot beneath it. Right, so that was that the Gemara's answer. They all join me with Sa'et. So we haven't learned anything. It's the Gemara's Vidilma. No. V'dilma sa'et v'toldata. By her v'toldata, maybe it's the we go back to our original thinking, that we've got sa'et and it's tolada, and it's tolada, right? Look at Rashi there, v'dilma, right? Shmi alei, v'hachinami kam alei, yomru mikrom ulamala, misid ulamala. Just like he said krom, he also said sid, maybe. V'tane hud lo kapid l'michshav ulmeiz l'kiroch, and the tane, just with the end of the Gemara, they didn't stick it and didn't think it was necessary. Maybe he actually did say that. And then everything we just said now doesn't work. Because if he said, Kromu Lamala and Sidmi Lamala, so we're in trouble, right? Because then we've got the two different distinctions. Then it means we go back to our original understanding. So the Gemara says, Nanaela, maybe we can prove from somewhere else. But Rabbi Chanina, Mashal, Rabbi Akiva, the Madava Dome. Right? There's a Mashal. We can just remember that there's a Mashal here. And I'm building a bigger mashal to the Rabbanan. Remember, the same Rabbi Chanina. Okay, so remember that when we see it in the next Amud, if we get there, right? When we get there, right? Mashal Rabbi Akiva lemar v'adome. Look at Rashi, a mashal. What does he mean here by mashal? He says here, mashal Rabbi Akiva seder tzirufan. That's what he means. This is the way that they make their order, Rabbanan. I mean, Rabbi Akiva. La'arba kosot shel chalav. This is a mashal. Rabbi Chanina said, this is how you could understand Rabbi Akiva's order. There are four glasses of milk. Echad naflu tocho shtei tipin shel dam, and one's got two drops of blood. In other words, you can already begin to understand. We're speaking about a white color that's slightly reddish or pinkish in nature, and the blood is what makes that coloring. So two drops of blood into a glass of milk, right, will pinkish the milk a little bit.
That's like wine with
the... Like wine into a mikvah. Right. Vechad naflu tocho arba, and one cup's got four drops. Tipin shel dam. Ve'echad naflu tocho shmone. One's got eight drops. Ve'echad naflu tocho shtem esrei tipin. Now, when you read the shtem esrei, doesn't it sort of stands out? It goes 2, 4, 8 shtem esrei, right? So the Gemara is just as troubled by that as all of us. Ve'amri lei shesh esrei tipin. Actually 16. Then the word 2, 4, 8, 16 doubles all the time, right? That the Gemara is happening. Shekulan marot lo banhein. They're all white. That's beautiful, right? We've got 16 drops, 8 drops, 4 drops, 2 drops. They're all white, but each has got a slightly pinkish. And then we can understand that the one that's got 16 drops, that's the cutoff. The one with only 2 drops could even be pure white. But we'll see, maybe not, but pure white might not be. Right? So maybe that's Rabbi Akiva's order. And then we understand that Rabbi Akiva's order is Baheret, Sa'et, Sid, and Krom. Because we're going from the light to the darkest. The one doesn't like us. The one says, no. So that's Docha Ketzat. Why? Emur, the Shamat Leid, Rabbi Akiva, the Pituch. What does Rashi say? What does the Pituch mean? Me'urav. Maybe it's all mixed up. Right? They went, Emur, the Shamat Leid, Rabbi Akiva, the Pituch. b'chaluk mi shamatle. Right, look at Rashi, read the whole Rashi there. Pituch Borav, for who nega lavan adam dama katuv b'Torah, and that there, when we're speaking about, the Torah is speaking about a adam dam, right, like a slightly reddish tint in the Torah. The mekama shenafu tocho tipei dam, michlal de pituch kama, it's all mixed up, it's not so pashut, and it's just two drops or four drops. It's when Rabbi Akiva speaks about the adam dam, it's mixed up completely. Now, I'm very honest with you, this question over here is not 100% clear in my mind. Because even if you mix it up, right, if you mix two drops into a cup, or four drops, or eight cups, or 16 drops, you're going to get different color shades, I'd imagine. So I'm not 100% sure exactly what the Gemara is question is.
Maybe it can stay white.
Anybody got any shedding some light, some white on the red in my mind at the moment? All right. Yeah, because I mean, honestly, I thought it would become a bit, okay. But yeah, the Gemara is like this. V'chitayma, maybe you want to say ki heichi de shamat le bepituch hachin shamat le bechiluk. Maybe not. Maybe there's no difference. You say me that he said bepituch mixed up. Maybe I'll keep it the same thing when it was bechaluk. So Gemara says bepituch guf emi shamat le. And you know what? You've got a bigger question here. Where do we even hear Rabbi Akiva speaking about this all being mixed up? V'hatanya, the Bach changed that to v'hatnam. We've got a Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Adam Dam Shebazeh v'Shebazeh, K'yayin ha-mazug b'mayim. Right, we've got a Mishnah, right? That Rabbi Akiva says that this, when the Torah speaks about Adam Dam, it's talking about water, right, mixed with wine, right? Which means in itself, right, look at Rashi there, Shebazeh v'Shebazeh. But Rabbi Akiva Omer, Adam Dam Shebazeh u'Shebazeh, al korchach, al rishon v'shayni kamar, שכן לשון משנה, ואחר כמה, אדם דם שבראשון ושני, סימן פתיחת עודם שבהם, ניכר במקום אחר. Right? It's more noticeable. כגון טיפה דם בחלו, like blood in milk. ומראיהן לא אדום ולא לבן, isn't red or white, אלא כיין המזוג וסביבותיו לבן. Like mixed up wine, in other words, you got wine in water, that around it is white. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. So we can't really prove anything from here, how Rabbi Akiva explains this Baheret Adam Dam in the Torah. It's not a clear, distinct color. It's a mix-up with a bit of white, with a bit of red around, with white in the middle. So we can't really prove anything on this Mashal of Rabbi Chanina's. Ela shel Baheret. So what is the answer? What's it? Ela Baheret Azah. Kesheleg. Veshel Sid. Diha Hemena. This is how we have to understand that the Baheret, right, is a stronger color. Look at Rashi here. And the Adam Mutah Shel Shelig, you answer the Rashi, this redness of the Shelig, Aza. Kuma Levanami Shel Sid is whiter than the Sid. The Shel Sid diha hemen, and the Sid is slightly duller than it. Ubnitani Hachi Beseifa, Shmaina Nereisha, the Shebezeo Shebezeo, the Kama Shelig Vesid Kamar. And since he's speaking now about this, Rabbi Akiva is telling us here, that the Shelig, that the Baheret is Aza, we can understand that when he spoke at the beginning, when he said Beshelig Vesid, that he's speaking about the Shelig and the Sid. Because we speak about those two different colors, so we see that the Tolada and the Av come after the other. Alma Seder Mishnato Shel Rabbi Akiva Sid Achar Sheleg. That's how we learn. Rabbi Akiva is comparing the colors, that the ones bright and the ones duller, that they must be going in the order of dullness all the way down. That's how we get to the Gemara. Right? The Gemara says like this: Ve'im Ita. Now, right? Im Ita Shel Tzemer Diha. Im Ve'im Ita. Right. That if you want to tell us that order of the color that Rabbi Akiva is speaking about goes from brighter to slightly darker, then shel tzemer dihaimena, we shouldn't have sid dihaimena, that the sid, this plaster, is dala. It should be the wool is dala. If we're going in the order of the color, then again we come back to our original question. The brighter color is the Baher, which is like the Sheleg, and then comes the Sait, which is the wool. So we've just explained now that Rabbi Akiva is going in the order of the color. But if that's the case, then it shouldn't go Baheret Sid Sait Krum. It should go Baheret Sait Sid Krum, which is our famous question. If that's the case, Shel Tzemer Diaymen Evi Baile, not Shel Krum, I mean not Shel Sid. So it goes Amra Enachinam, you know what, you're right. Right, the Gemara backs down completely. Look at there, Rashi. Shel tzemer diameni baile diha amuka v'gavoa lav davka amar ele nir eight kamuka. Okay, that's just a Rashi duke there in the Rashi. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Anachinami v'hatanya." And this hatanya here is not a kashya hatanya. It's like a nichuta. Yeah. Now, normally Rashi says benichuta, but look, Rashi doesn't agree with that, but the Rabbeinu Chananel helps us here. Look at Rabbeinu Chananel quickly on the side, right? V'havele le'meimar d'ha se'et adifa misid. And then the Rabbeinu Chananel says, Amre, in, yes, d'ha tanya. Look, we've got a bright thing which helps us. See that? The lashon of the Rabbeinu Chananel says, in, d'ha tanya. Yes, because we've learned. So it's just the ochacha. It's exactly nichuta, it's not a kashya. Right? So it's Elech Inami. For our time, we're going to write to Omer, Lo she'amar Rabbi Akiva shel sid diha himena, ele shel tzemer diha himena. He says, you're correct. We metaka in the Brighter, and the Brighter, in actual fact, Rabbi Natan told us, the Brighter was like that. Rabbi Akiva said, not sid, ela by se'et, which is the tzemer, and the whole order works out beautifully. So we can now understand the order of Akiva. That's all. Now the Gemara says as follows: Uminalan de Baheret Azahis. Now we go back to the assumptions. We said that Rabbi Akiva said that Baheret is Azah. Where do you learn from? How do we attack that this Baheret is the stronger one of the two? Right? Is the most white one of the lot? So Rabaya Amarkra Ve'im Baheret Levanahi. Right? For a pasuk. The Torah says, in Baheret Levana, it uses the word Levana with Baheret, telling us that Baheret is the water one. Right? Look at the Gemara. He Levana. Ve'enacheret Levana. Pashut answer. Right? Explaining the pasuk. From he. No, there's no he. In Baheret Levana, he. Yes. He Levana. Shkoch. Thank you. Yes, you're right. He, you're right. Right. So Tarabanan. Right. So now another a bright related to this. Bright is like a Tarabanan. Baheret Amuka. Right? Baheret is the deepest. V'chein hu omer. And so to the pasuk says, Umare Amok Minaor. Pasuk says, V'ra'o to akohen v'nei nepach se'ar lavan ba Baheret. Calls it Baheret. Umare Amok Minaor. And its appearance, right? Its appearance is like a deep appearance in the skin, right? So the brighter says, "Baheret amuka, v'chenu amer umare amok minaor." Its appearance is deep in the skin, and the Gemara explains that, "Kemare chama ha'amuka minatzel," like the sun, which seems darker in the shadows. So what he's saying here, that the lighter it is, the deeper it appears. Right? You got the dark around and the light is like the sun in the shadows. That's the idea. And the brighter carries on. Right? And Se'et. So let's go one by one. So we got Baheret. And now Se'et. What do you about Se'et? And Se'et in the Gavoah. Se'et means high. So if Baheret is very deep, Se'et by contrast is higher. Right, v'chein hu omer, and the pasuk, he brings a pasuk on Se'et. Look at this pasuk over there. The pasuk is in Yeshaya, v'al kol he'harim haramim, and all the exalted mountains, v'al kol ha'gva'ot ha'nissa'ot, and on the valleys that are lifted up. Right, so we see there al he'harim kol ha'gva'ot ha'nissa'ot. Yeah, but here you got nissa'ot, gva'ot nissa'ot.
Yes,
Right. Not the contrast here, Dafke. We're talking more about that Se'et means lifted up. That's what we say here.
Okay.
Right. Sapachat. Now we've got Baheret, Se'et, and Sapachat. And Sapachat in the Tefillah. The word Sapachat, says the brighter, means secondary. Right. V'chein omer. V'amar. Right. Svachein ina. Right, look at that pasuk over there. Hey, Vayakol notar bevetecha yavol ishtachavot lo lagot kesev v'kal lechem. V'amar, svacheini na elachata kohunot. Attach me, right, to one of the kohunot lechol pat lechem. Attach me, nispach, exactly. Right, a nispach, right, is like the, what's the, in the English? No, but a nispach, like you have in, like you have an attaché. An attaché is a nispach. From an attaché, agreed. But I think the word an attaché in nispach is like the secondary to the ambassador. The attaché is like secondary to the ambassador, to the consul, called the nispach, right? And so that is tefillah l'Se'et. So now we understand tefillah l'Se'et. But tefillah l'Baheret minalan. Where do we get tefillah l'Baheret? So we got tefillah l'Se'et. Because the pasuk says, Right, because the pasuk says sapachat, right? So where do we know that from? Amar Rabbi Zeira Ne'emra, he says the pasuk of Yah Levana b'seit, with it comes to white b'seit, Ne'emra Levana b'baheret. Ma Levana, so now we're going to have a bit of a Gzera Shabia. Ma Levana ha'amura b'seit yesh la tfeila, just like the Levana, which is mentioned by the Sa'it, has a tfeila, has a sapachat. Af levana hamura b'bayeret, yesh la tfeila. That's how he wants to learn it, from Gzera Shava. If the one's got, other ones also got from the Lishon. But Matnitita, we've got a bright, who learns a little bit differently. And the bright says like this, Hetila katuv le sapachat, bein Sa'it u'bayeret. Look at the pasuk over here. Actually, in the Art Scroll Gemara, there's a mistake in the print. It says, Vayikra pasuk gimel. It says, Vayikra yud gimel kaf hay, right? It's Vayikra yud gimel bet. I looked it up yesterday. It's actually bet. Okay. I looked for this pasuk all over, and I compared the psukim, and exactly the same psukim. I can't conclude it's a mistake. It's actually bet. So if you look at the pasuk, it says, Adam kiye ba'or besaro. He's got se'et or sapachat or baheret. Can you see there? It's got se'et, or se'et is the second av, or sapachat or baheret. And sapachat is in the middle of se'et and sapach and baheret.
Sapachat is the shadow, like.
Is the additional one, the tolada, the second one, right? Lomar lecha k'shem shetfel le'se'et kach tfel le'baheret. Okay, it applies to both. That's what it says. Okay. Now the Gemara says. Now we go back to our Mishnah. So our Mishnah said that Sa'it Ketseme Lavan, that the second Tov was like wool. So Gemara says, "My Ketseme Lavan." What does it mean, like Ketseme Lavan? So Amar Bibi, Amar Asi, Ketseme Naki Ben Yomor. Listen to this. It's a 1 day old Ketseme. Now you know you've got those animals. What do they call? They make the fur coats out of them. That they skin them like literally like a day or two old. A mink. The minks.
Not anymore.
Well, maybe not anymore. I think they still do it. But I'm saying, but I think that's what they still do it. I think the mink, right? As it's born, they like skin it straight away before anything happened. My master's with the girl. I think this is what the Gemara is talking about. Because look at this. Amar Abibi, Amar Avasi. Tseme naki ben yomo, 1 day old wool. She mechavnin bo lemeilat. Now, what does this word mechavnin mean? Look at Rashi. So, firstly, it's ben yomo, b'yom holado, says Rashi, right? On the day it's born. Shemchavnin lashon arechalim yotzot kvunot. So yeah, these the rechalim, right? The babies come out of the kvunot. What is it? Shabbos, and he explains like this. Skip down to Rashi. The kach shem, the third line. The kach shem olada keves, when it's born. V'ha'em lo chacheto, the mother licks it. Ein tzmaro naki b'oto yom. There's no cleaner day than that day. When the mother licks it clean, that's the cleanest it will ever be. Right? V'harotze lahatznio lemelat. You want to keep that in a clean set of cleanness to make a fine jacket out of it or coat out of it. Or se lekeves ma'ateh, or you make it a leather covering. U'mechavno alav, and that's the word mechavno. And you protect it, you sort of lock it up in this leather covering. Shelo yitpared v'nimtza hatzem mechuseh kol yamim. It won't come apart, and the tzemer is looked after forever. So that lashon mechavno means to tie it, put it into like a leather a protector, and it will be stayed forever. The Likutei Rashi at the bottom here, that says a little bit differently. He says koshrin beged tzvivo b'yom shelolad tzmaro naki u'meshamet tzmaro shelit. I guess I might get it won't get dirty. And lemeilat is lasot mitzmaro kli meilat, which is understood to be like a fine garment. So that's what it means. That's where the word. That's how we know that tzemer lavan. Amar Bibi, Amar tzemer lavan. Kshemachinu b'limelat. Amar Rav Chanina. Remember we had Rav Chanina on the previous Abud, and I pointed out that he had a mashal to Rabbi Akiva. Now the same Rav Chanina brings us a mashal to Rabbanan to understand the order of Rabbanan. Mashal to Rabbanan the ma'ar ma'adove. Let's see how his mashal here to understand how the Rabbanan put the order of these avodim kladot. Letrei malchei uletrei ifrechei. To two kings and two, look at right, Likutei Rashi, he said, what are Ifrechei? Dukes. Like, which are like secondary to kings, like a junior king. Mm-hmm. So you've got two kings and two dukes. Right? Malko shel zeh, lemale mi malko shel zeh. Right? So look at Rashi there. Malko shel zeh, baheret. The first one, Shehu Malko Shel Sid, which is the king of Sid, right? Sid is like the duke to Baheret. Lamala Misait is greater than the king who Sait. Shehu Malko Shel Krum, which is the king of Krum. ולכן הם מצטרפים, רק שזה סייד הג'וין, הבהית והסעית, ואיפרחו של מלך זה, למעלה מאיפרחו של מלך זה, so now we got the בהרת and the סעית, and now the דוק, and סיד למעלה מקרום, and the second דוק is high, ממדש, we know the סיד למטה מסעיתו, and we know that סיד comes, it turns out over here, and according to this order, it's the same as we just learned now, it goes king, king, duke, duke. So where's the chinush here? That's Gemara will say that, right? So the malam goes, Zeh, v'ifu chosho zeh, l'malam v'ifu chosho zeh. So wait a second, hi zeh l'malam m'zeh, v'zeh l'malam m'zeh, but then what's the difference between this? This is exactly about the same as Rabbi Akiva. There's no change in the order, yeah? So you're right. Ela, malko shel zeh l'malam m'ifu chay denafshay. No, so go king, duke, king, duke. Okay, which is Baheret Sid Sa'id Krom. Well, which king? We know that that Baheret comes first always, because we know from the Pasuk that Baheret is the most Levana. Okay. That was how Rav Chanina had the Mashal. Rav Adabar Ava Amar, he's got his own way of learning Rabbanan. He says, Kagon Malka va'alkafta, and Rufila and Reish Galutas. He doesn't like the idea of saying king and king, because why is the one king better than the other king? So he says, no, we don't call it king, king, duke, duke. We've got king, right? We've got king, which is the highest. Then an al-kafta, right? And look at Rashi says over here.
High ruling officials.
Right. The if you look at the Likute Rashi, he says, what's an al-kafta? An al-kafta is a dukus. So that's like the ifrechei. So we've got king, malka, and then duke, and then rufila. What's rufila? He says, Rufila is the ifrichus shel malka. So you've got, Rashi said, look at the previous Rashi. Malka v'alkafta, shnei melachim hem u'malka chashiv v'alkafta. They're two types of kingdom, but one is a more important one. So at least now, what was troubling Rav Ada was that when Rabbi Chanina said two kings, so how do we know which is the better? So he says, no, there are the hierarchies in kings. Right, so we've got the king and the al-kafta, which is a slightly lesser king. And then we've got the Rufila, and he says Rufila is the duke of the king, and the Reish Galuta is the duke of the Al-Kafta. So he creates a proper hierarchy which is clearly identified. And there we've got it in nice order. So we've got the king at the top, which is the Baheret, his duke, which is the Sid. We've got the Rifta, which is like a higher than a duke, but not as high as a king, and that is the Sa'it. And we've got the Sa'it's duke, which is the Reish Galuta. Okay. So the Gemara says again, but hi zel and hi zel amalem izehu. But now again, you're telling me again that they go in the order of the higher one, which will tell me that we go king and then kafta and then rufila and then resh galuta. It's still that same order of Baheret, Sa'id, Sid, and Krum, which is like Rabbi Akiva. What's the Chiddush? So it says, "Dana Ela Kagon Malka Verufila." Change it again. The king and its duke, and Al-Kafta Veresh Galuta and its duke. Rava Amar. Rava's got his own way of understanding. Rava doesn't like. Still isn't happy with this whole comparison, because again, this whole comparison still creates kings. So we still don't have a proper fine hierarchy. We still got kings along the way and dukes to the dukes, and we've got to play around. So Rava says, Amar kagon shvor malka v'kaisar. Here you've got two, in other words, shvor malka, look at Rashi, is the melech paras. And the kaisar is melech romi. So here basically who's this Rava here? Who's the last one over here? Rava says that you got Shvor Malka and Kesar. Each one was a king in their domain, which they had different titles. Right? Shvor Malka was the Medich of Paras was called, the Persian king was called Shvor Malka, and the Roman king was called the Caesar. You have it today. You have the emperors and you have the czars, or you have a president and a prime minister in some countries. But it's clear that they're at the top of the hierarchy. So I'm a Papa and a Rava, but a Papa says, Hi me now, Adi, but which one's higher? Now we've got a problem, right? Remember that Israel is under Roman rule, right? But it's also Persian influence. So who's high, who's better than who? Now it depends. Whichever decision you make, it could cost you your life. If you say Shvor Malki is more important than the Caesar might kill you. You say Caesar is more important than Judah, they might kill you, right? So Amalei, look at the cynicism here. He says, Bachushia ka'achile. This guy's been, look at Rashi, yeah? Ha'ish hazeh mutman b'ya'arim kum. He's been hidden in the forest his whole days. Or he doesn't know which is more important, the king or the Iraq. Where's he been? Shelo Shama, he never heard. But Tiv'a Shemach, about the coin of the Roman emperor. In other words, his currency, like the dollar today, is a currency all over the world. You can tell from the use of currencies where the power lies. Right, when a dollar can be used anywhere, America is in when the ruble starts being used all over the world, we'll say Russia rules. I don't think it's happened in a long time. Right? Right? You have to ask a stupid question. Right? Rav Papa, so now, so why to what Rav Papa Dollar Schlach? Why did he nonetheless ask this question? Right? So now, look back in the Gemara first. Quick look at his Amane Bechurisha Kachle. Puk Chaze, go out and see. Tivir Deman, Sagibama, whose coin is being used around the world? Dichtiv. The Pasuk of Atochal Kol Ara, Vatochene Veditkena, right? The Pasuk of there is referring to the Roman coin. So Amab Yochanan, Zuromi. Chayevet. He actually doesn't give it big compliments. But this, I'll come back to Rashi in a second. This is Rami Chayevet. I'm skipping the Rashi there. He says, Rami Chayevet, Tirgum Shel Risha'ah. This is the wicked Roman Empire. Shetiv'ah Yatzah B'cholam Kulo. Whose coin is used all around the world. Right? So that is what Rava was referring to. Look back at the Rashi there quickly. V'rapapa Mishum Da'aktim Rava Shvor Malka LeKaisar Hu D'Shaileh. Why did Rapapa suddenly ask this question? Because he was surprised that Rava said Shvor Malka, the Persian king, before he said the Caesar of Rome, which implied that he was placing the Caesar beneath the Rome, between the Persian king. V'rava Miyira Asa, and Rava did this out of fear. Right? Shehaya Tachtav Malchuto Rava Sechachagia Shedor Devei Shvor Malka Vegarbo, because he was actually under the rule of the Shvor Malka. So he knew that the Romans were the greater kingdom, and their coin was the coin in circulation around the world. But he didn't want to say the Romans to upset the Persians, because they were his king, and that was.
The Romans were.
No, this is Babel. Remember, this is what was doing Babel, right? So let's this is the time of the Gemara. So the case, so that's what he says to him over there. Amar Shachakis, okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, right? Shetiva Yatzah B'cholam Kulo. Ravina says, got his own take on this. Ravina says, Amar Kagon Glima Da Amar, like a woolen jacket, a coat, V'Shachke, and a worn out one, and a Sadina De Kitne, and a cotton jacket, right? V'Shachke, and it's worn out one. So you've got a new one and an old one, right? Look at Rashi there. Rabbi Amar Mashal Rabbanan Kagon Glimet Amar, wooden jacket. Shu Meluban Keshu Chadash. When it's new, it's very white. Velibuno Mavhik Harbe Yoter Mishel Talit Yeshana. And it's sparkling much more than an older one. And a Glimet Akitne Deshachke Shachadash Lavan Harbe Mishel Yashan. When it's new, it's white, it's better than when it's old. Vala Chadashut Shelzo Veshelzo Krovot Liot Shavot. But the wool and the cotton ones, when they're new, they're similar to each other. Kacha Baheret Gavoa Harbe Minasid. So too, he says here, the Baheret, which is the top one, is lighter than the Sid. Shehu Torato Vaseit Midakrom. And the Seit is lighter than the Krom. Vahavot Krovim Liot Shavim. And the Avot, says Rava, Ravina, are very similar one to the other. Okay? So that's where we end up over there. Now, we could have, let's see, what's tomorrow's stuff like? No, let's end up over here.